I'm so glad we have lots of things around our house that bloom when spring pushes out old man winter. Now, if you have allergies, you probably don't look forward to spring, but I hope you can at least enjoy some of its extravagant beauty. And it isn't just things to see. Every year, as I was rushing around the yard doing my chores, I would catch this beautiful scent every time I went past this one flowering bush. It's actually not far from our trash cans, not the most fragrant items in the yard. But, you know, I actually love to catch the aroma of those flowers. I love it when the iris and the peonies start to bloom. I would have no idea what they were if my wife hadn't told me. And they give off this inviting fragrance, like this fantastic yard perfume. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about unforgettable you. A dear friend of ours wore this distinctive perfume for all the years we knew her. It was her trademark scent, really. You could close your eyes and you knew it was her. At her funeral, our pastor talked about that perfume and the fragrant trail she always left wherever she went with the life she lived. She touched ours and so many others with the fragrance of her life. That's how it's supposed to be for anyone who belongs to Jesus Christ, leaving a trail of fragrant blessing wherever you go, with whomever you meet. How are you doing on that? Like the flowers in our yard, there should be this compelling beauty about your life that brings beauty into theirs, even if there's a lot of trash in their life right now. The fact is, we all give off some kind of fragrance with the way we treat people and the way we handle stress and whether we make people feel more or less important, whether we bring sunshine into their situation or clouds. This would be a good day for you to evaluate. What kind of trail, what kind of life fragrance do I leave? One man who shows us the kind of trail we're supposed to leave is written about in our Word for the Day from the Word of God. It's in Acts 4, verses 36 and 37. At a time when the just-birthed Christian community had a lot of needs, it says, Joseph, whom the disciples called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it at the apostles' feet. Now, this man had left such a trail of encouragement, the apostles actually changed his name to fit the impact he made. They called him Mr. Encouragement. Listen, if people were to change your name to something that describes the effect you have on them, what would they call you? Well, that name should reflect at least one of the qualities of what the Bible calls the fruit of the Spirit. That is, the kind of person the Holy Spirit makes you. According to Galatians 5, 22 and 23, you should be giving off a fragrance of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So how are you doing with that? Do people feel that you care about their need? Do you stop to weep with those who weep and rejoice with those who rejoice? Are you calm in the midst of the frenzy, or are you just another stress carrier? Do people feel important when they're with you? Because you listen to them and you focus on them? They feel lifted up or put down by being around you. People are so starved for praise, for appreciation. If you give it, you'll be a magnet. And all this is so they'll want to know why you're so different from everybody else in this busy, self-centered, self-promoting universe. A life with a beautiful fragrance gives you the opportunity to point them to the one who makes you that way because of how he has treated you. And that, of course, is Jesus. In the words of Matthew 5:16, they will, quote, see your good works, and ultimately then they will praise your Father in heaven. Your fragrant life can help lead them to eternal life. When people pass your way, would you let them catch a whiff of Jesus so they too can experience his love?
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.